Hi, everyone. This is Meghna Chakrabarty, your host of On Point. This week, we spoke with Chicago-based editor Adrienne Samuels Gibbs. She talked to us about her grandmother, Cozy Etta Bryant. Adrienne grew up calling Cozy Medea, or short for Mother Dear. Cozy died last month. She was 94 years old and one of the 212,000 American deaths due to COVID-19. And while she never received a high school education, Cozy ensured that her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren all had the gift of enough money for their college educations. So Adrienne told us more of Cozy's story.
She started out in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, a sharecropper's daughter at the age of four, picking cotton, you know, piss, dirt, poor, and black, and a little girl. And then she was a part of the Great Migration. She got on a boxcar train in 1943, 1944 or so, with three children under the age of four and a lap baby that was still breastfeeding in the middle of the Jim Crow South, packing all their lunches, sat in the black part of the train, and got all the way from Arkansas to Chicago to meet up with her husband. She did all that, and, you know, I have two children right now under the age of seven, and I can't imagine going anywhere with them by myself and having to worry about getting strung up by white people at the same time. Every step of her way was just living history. They were one of the first black people to buy a house in a neighborhood called Arbum Gresham on the south side of Chicago. When they moved in, it was all white. And I've been told this story many times, how people threatened them. And how people threatened my aunts and uncles. And just what they had to go through just to live is absolutely incredible. But they made it. She was a lunch lady. She cooked because she could cook and she could really cook. And all the kids loved her. She became a foster mother. Even after having all these children, she kept children. And so my grandmother's house was kind of like everybody would be in there. There would always be cakes. There would always be cookies. There would always be donuts. And she made homemade ice cream because, you know, that's what grandmas do. I am marveling at how someone like my Medea was able to accomplish everything she accomplished with not even, you know, an eighth grade education. Though she never became rich by any popular definition of the term, she still set aside money for all of us so that we could have a little book money, baby, or have a little class money, baby, or whatever have you. It was just her pride and joy that we were all smart. It was her pride and joy that we were all successful. And it actually didn't matter whether you went to college or not. That wasn't exactly it. She was just happy that we were successful and we had the choice to do what we wanted to do and not have to do what someone told us to do. She went through all this, all that, lived through breast cancer, lived through all manner of awful things that she wouldn't even talk about anymore, to be felled by COVID-19. It was heartbreaking and I think largely unnecessary. But her legacy is here. It's me and my kids. I can't erase the fact or dissect or remove the fact that we're black. We're black. And a lot of what's happening is because we're black. She lives in a black neighborhood that was divested by the city of Chicago. She lives in a black neighborhood that doesn't really have fresh groceries. She lives in a black neighborhood that has a gang problem, that has a police problem. And so not just COVID, but I wonder, if we didn't have the structural inequities that led to bad water, bad air, food deserts, diabetes, and difficult access to medical care that is not influenced by racism, how much longer could she have lived? That is my life's work. And she came up here to have a better life, and we have got to make it better. We are not done.
That was Adrian Samuels Gibbs, Chicago-based editor for Medium, Zora Magazine, and Momentum. Her grandmother, Cozy Etta Bryant, died last month at the age of 94. So we're continuing to collect stories and share stories like this one. And if you have a Cozy in your life or someone, anyone, whose story you think deserves telling, if you lost someone you love during the pandemic, give us a call and tell us their story. We're at 617-353-0683. That's 617-353-0683. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Thanks for listening. This is On Point.